Yeah, finally. Let's
All
go.
right, bet.
Hey, about time. After wait, I'm thinking, what the hell is happening, bro? Let's get it,
Like,
man.
I could hear you, but I couldn't, you couldn't hear me.
You could hear me?
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
What the hell? That's weird as hell. Hopefully, I didn't say
Yes.
no dog. I could hear shit. All right, man. Let's get it. Let's get it. We
All
here.
right.
Wait,
Let's
hold on.
get it. Let's go, y'all.
Let me get this match real quick. This
Huh?
match. I gotta use this match real quick. I don't have
All
a
right.
lot. I'm ready. I'm ready though.
All right, what's good, y'all? This is episode two of Listen to Party Podcast. We got a special guest
Yes, sir.
today. Go ahead and introduce yourself, nigga.
All right, man. So most of y'all know me as Kenneth. That's basically it. Kenneth with three S's on Instagram. Kenneth Somerville, man. It's my
Ready? Yeah,
boy.
go ahead. Go ahead. Put your Instagram out there.
Man, they know my Instagram, my Snapchat. Kenneth with three S's again. KINNISSS. Man, that's all y'all need to know. Y'all gonna hear this song. And yeah, that's basically it. Let's get it. We ready.
All right, bet.
Sure.
So
Sure.
today we're gonna be can you hear me? You can hear me still, right?
Yeah.
All right, bet. Today we're gonna be doing well, we're doing two things today. One, we're gonna be talking about Meek Mill's Expensive Pain album.
The best album this year.
Like I told y'all, all music all the time. It's so yeah, we're gonna go ahead and review that. But first, Kenneth had a little, he hit me up after like what was it, the other day?
It was definitely like I want to say 2 days ago. 2 days ago, it
All
was
right, it was
definitely
like 2 days
2 days
ago.
ago.
I put a what's the name thing on Instagram, and
Yes,
I
man.
had
Posted. It was on the Mount Rushmore of the 2010s of hip hop. I'm
yeah.
talking about some goats. Like we're talking Drake, Jay-Z. I hear this
Jay-Z
man's.
is not in the Jay-Z is not first of all, before we get into that, Jay-Z is not in the 2010s GOAT category.
All right,
He's not in the
I
Mount
heard
Rushmore of the 2010s. It's just the 2010s. So it's the 2010. It's 2010 till now.
But when we're talking about Mount Rushmore, and you said a name I felt like does not deserve to be up there at all, bro.
Okay, so for those of y'all that don't know, on my Instagram page, I put that up, and I said, who's the Mount Rushmore of the 2010s, the rap and hip hop? And I said Drake. Well, somebody answered, and I think it was Sav.
Oh hell no, he need to kill himself then.
No. He says no. Sav said Future. I'm the one that said Tyler the Creator. No, it
Okay,
wasn't Sav. It wasn't Sav.
whatever.
It wasn't him. It wasn't him. I thought he. I see. I'm getting it mixed up because I seen that he looked at it, but I don't think he answered it.
Okay, I feel you, I feel you.
But it was they said Drake, Cole, Kendrick, and Future. I said I agree with that entire list, but I'm gonna have to say
You took someone out,
I
right?
took Future out and put Tyler
You're
the
buggy. You're buggy. You are
Creator.
crazy, bro. Future was? You're telling me Tyler Creator was more of an impact than fucking Future?
Nah, hear me out though. I
All right.
said, because somebody else pressed me about it. And I said, Tyler was like the it for like 2010, like, because he came in with that fucking Our Future sound, like, and
Okay.
niggas just rapping about wild shit.
Yeah, he was. He was. He
And then
was
all them old, like, all them old albums he got. Not like his most recent shit, because now people starting to hop on his dick for like the most recent shit. But like,
Man, I only fuck with a couple of his songs that's recent. Like, it's not like three,
bro,
maybe.
his shit now is like fire, but that's only if you got like a, broad music like type listening. You see what I'm saying? Like that's if you can listen to anything pretty much. But
Yeah,
like he got like different sounds and shit now. But 2010, like that's all I heard is that nigga. Like, man, see, I'm about to show my age, but remember MTV like music shit, music videos would come on like early in the morning when you was in middle school. Yeah. Like, so I would see Yonkers by that nigga almost every single fucking morning when I was in middle school.
Like, bro, I'm gonna be honest, I never even heard that song in my life.
All right, now you bugging. That's two. Niggas was like, yo. So I seen that shit every morning. That's why I said that. Like, niggas was talking about him.
Yeah.
But I'm going based off of what I heard when I was like, when I was coming up. Cause like, yeah, I went to school in Bristol. So most niggas like in Bristol would say all them niggas, but they would probably put Meek in that. Cause that's all niggas from Bristol listen to was Meek. I'm like, man, it's
but no disrespect for shit, but I put Meek over Tyler the Creator for 2010s easily. Easily. Fucking easily. My boy got locked up, went to jail, fucking dropped like 3 albums. One of the best, man. If he never got locked up, Meek would be a top 5 GOAT still. Still. Without a doubt. Meek, I'm not about to go crazy, man.
Yeah, nah, don't do that. Cause save that for like another show or something. Because yeah, man, cause now you want. But yeah, so I mean, but with further review. Because I ain't going to hold too much on that topic. But we're like, right, further review, I'm gonna go ahead and retract my statement. I'll say, okay, yeah, Future. Because, like, you couldn't go nowhere in throughout this whole 2010s, even now, like, without hearing Future. Even yeah, on the
Future,
video.
For sure.
This nigga had almost, like, at least 10 songs, 5-10 songs on the radio at all times playing.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
2010, 2011, 2012, all that. So, all right, so we good. But let's move on to review. This is why we here.
Uh-huh.
So we talking about Meek's Expensive Pain album.
That's that word.
Yeah.
I fuck with that shit.
This album hit. I ain't gonna lie to you. But bro, this is his fifth studio album.
Mm-hmm.
It got 18 tracks with 10 features and it's 55 minutes. And the project before this was Championships. Mm-hmm. That's me running down. Like, this is the format of the show. This is how we, you know, evaluate everything about this. So that way we fully understand what's going on. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So usually in episode 1, I was talking about my expectations before hearing it. So since you're the guest, I'm going to go ahead and let you tell what you thought what you was going to hear before you heard it.
All right, yeah, so, man, I've been a Meek fan since, like, 2012, 2013, since I was a little-ass kid, bro. So, feel me, I'm ready for this album. I'm excited as hell. Bro, I hasn't dropped an album, like we said, since Championships. I'm thinking, man, this is about to be the highlight. Like, my next favorite artist, I gotta say Lil Baby. I'm thinking it was going to be better than Lil Baby's last album he just had, the last Lil Baby joint.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm excited as hell, bro. I remember the first night I run through it, I'm thinking, and it was some Meek shit, but it wasn't no, like, crazy, you know. At first, when I first was listening to it, I thought Championships was easily better. I still kind of do, but then it started to grow on me. Like, I kept listening to the music, bro, over and over again. And then shit like Love Train started to hit me, bro. Shit, On My Soul.
Yo, On My Soul. Love and Angels, bro.
Best
three tracks on that shit. I guarantee. Yeah,
for sure, easily, bro. That album, bro. It just like I really felt like he was really talking his shit. Like we always like say like how Meek only talks about like oh like fucking. How do I want to say? Man, I lost my train of thought for a second. Damn. The way he like what he raps about and shit.
Meek is always like a swag rapper. Like my wife calls this, my car calls this, my bitch look like this, and
yeah, feel like me, that type so. Of shit.
But yeah, those three songs like right there is like different. Like that's really him getting into his bag and telling y'all like the shit that he dealing with mentally. Like,
bro, so. Really through this shit, bro. Like he does so much for the community, bro. As a person, bro, he has so much shit on his shoulders,
bro. Jay-Z got to help get this nigga free, change this nigga life. Yo, once Meek got free from that bullshit, bro. He was locked.
Yeah, all for popping a wheelie and funny, bro.
Like, racist ass judges and shit like that. So, once he got out, like Meek changed completely. Like that's when I ain't gonna lie, like I became a Meek fan too late. Like, when he got out and started doing all this other shit when he got out, bro, it I don't know what something resonated with me and I was like, okay. Maybe I was missing out on something.
He was definitely missing all these
years. You see what I'm saying? So, like, when Championships came out, I gave it a listen. I never listened to a Meek project before that point, all the way through or at all. So, when Championships came out, I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I listened to it all the way through. I'm like, okay, yeah. I was definitely missing something. Like,
for sure. That shit was, it was hard as hell. It was hard.
Oh, yeah, bro. Don't even get me started. So, like, I mean, like what you said, that's pretty much, I had the same expectations, even though I, like, got to the game late. But, like, as far as, like, you know, what I thought he was going to be, like, rapping about and anything like that, like, I was like,
I feel you.
This is gonna be something different.
Yeah, bro. All
right. So what's your favorite tracks off the project?
Man, damn.
Because I already got mine.
Man, I got a couple. Man, I play it so much. I always just play one of the different songs. Definitely, like, intro's hard as hell. Whenever I get into Philly, I play that immediately. Bro, intro, that shit's hard as
hell. Meek never, like, fails on an intro, bro.
Yeah, like, I'll give it to him. He the king of intros, honestly. Like,
cause he know he good. Like, he know how to snap, bro. Like, and get niggas
hype, get you ready,
get niggas ready. Like, when you see what I'm saying, like.
Exactly. Bro, literally, listen to what he's saying in the intros, too. Like, that's why, bro. He's talking that work on there. Get him that. Oh, my. He be shitting, bro. But other than that, we got intro. I've been listening to Outside 100 Miles Per Hour.
Uh-huh.
Heavy. That's been tough as hell. Then that Love Train. Oh, my God.
Bro, every single name in that Love Train, bro. That's... Bro, every nigga knows, bro. Like, that song's so relatable.
Hell yeah, bro.
He said, I seen too many niggas switch. I had to cut them off. Man. Start seeing bitches acting different. We start fucking raw. Like, what you talking about, bro? What are you saying?
Bro,
if you really a young nigga out here going through some shit, like, through life and shit, that's one thing I love about Love Train. Like, That's for, like, niggas, like, that's young and out here going through some shit. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
it really was. Hell yeah. It really gave, like, advice type shit.
Like, and I know some people can be like, what you mean? Like, it's just a bar that rhymes together well. Like, it's, but if you break it down, like, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
When you coming up and whatever you're doing, you start making money, you got some niggas in your corner that's going to be switching up on you. You feel me?
Like, for sure, hell yeah.
And then niggas gonna start expecting shit from you. Like, expecting you to, you know, when they down, expecting you to give them a handout or shit like that. Or because you eating and you stacking your bread, they want a piece of, they want a cut of your shit. Like, no, you're not. No.
Exactly. People are.
So when you see start niggas acting funny around you, when you start elevating your life and shit like that, you gotta cut them off. Simple shit like that. And that same thing with females. You same thing. They start acting funny. They start expecting shit from you. They start, you know, wanting shit from you and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then all because they think, oh, we fucking, oh, you in my crib or da da da, all this other shit. Like, you owe them shit. Nah, it don't work like that.
Man, Meek literally said, you ain't got a tough on my back. You got my number. Call me.
Exactly. Man, like,
listen.
Exactly. Like, niggas really out here on some fake shit. Like, yo, nigga, we grown men. Like, you on pillow talk and shit like that, nigga. You got my number, nigga. Call me. We can talk this shit out like men. Or we can box. Simple shit like that. Like, bro, you can't tell me that shit. Like,
man.
Like, it's, I don't know. That's your favorite track. The shits I love the most is Angels. Halo with Brent Fire, because you know I love me some Brent Fires, bro.
Yeah,
Brent Fire is like the most toxic R&B singer out right now. Like that nigga, but he not even, it's not even the shit that, it's not even him being toxic, it's just the shit that he be saying, like, as far as like niggas being in a bag and, you know, dealing with relationships and shit like that. Okay, but you got Brent Fires on Halo, you got Angels for, and R.I.P. Lil Snoop is the same song. And then you got Cold Hearted 3.
That's my word, too. That's a sleeper, bro. That shit is so hard.
And then you got Love Train and On My Soul. Them, my soul, bro, them five songs right there, bro. I'm telling you, best songs on the project, right?
No, so, I agree with you on that.
So, overall, all right, so the way we go and rate these albums, is we go artist performance, the content, the features, the production, and the replay potential. You feel me?
Okay.
And then the way we grade those is perfect, great, good, mid, not good, bad, and terrible.
Okay.
So what would you rate the artist performance? What would you rate Meek's performance on this?
I'll give him a... it's between a good and a great. Good and a great.
All right, because I got a great. Like, the way he, you know, tapped into that melodic shit, like, and Meek don't normally do that. It's, like, really out of pocket for him to do that. Like, it's not really in his lane. But for him
to explore,
because, like, and that's also, like, the benefit of him working with Dirk and Baby more. Like, he's starting to understand, like, I can still talk this street shit and just rap it and be melodic with it. You see what I'm saying? As long as I can mix it and master it well and produce it well.
For sure. Hell yeah.
So I got that as a great, just off of that.
I'm telling you, he literally said Baby and Dirt motivate him, bro, to stay in the studio, bro. Keep going. Because
that's all them niggas do. Like, that's all Baby and Dirt do. Just music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, so we're going to go on next to content. What about content?
Content, all right. Explain it. Content, like, what do you mean by that?
Like the songs, like this.
Okay.
Like all the songs, like, are they all good?
Oh, okay.
Like, are there some good ones, some bad ones?
I mean, there's some songs definitely I feel like you'll get bored from if you don't really like, if you don't listen to Meek that much. If you do listen to Meek, you'll probably be able to listen to it, but you're not gonna replay it too much.
Yeah, like,
so I gotta give it a what's below a good.
Was below a good?
Yeah.
Mid.
All right. Go ahead.
You'll go good for the content?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's what I said, too. Content was good. The features. How about the features? Meek not really known for stacking features on his shit. Like, he really secluded nigga. Like, he just put people he really, like, fuck with. Now, he loaded that bitch up with features. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna cap. But usually he just do like with people that he fuck with.
Yeah, I know what you mean. All right, features, man.
That Moneybagg feature was good.
Yeah, Moneybagg, Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
That Brent Kalani feature was good.
Kalani shit was hard. Hell yeah.
He had what Brent on there.
Uh huh.
He had his new the nigga he signed to Dream Chasers recently, Vori. Vori be killing.
I like his music a lot. I can't lie. I give the features a great. Honestly, I'm not gonna hold.
Yeah, I give it a great. I give it a great.
All right.
So production. How well does this shit sound?
It sounds amazing, bro.
In your headphones, amazing, your speakers literally. Playing out loud from your phone, just the way it sounds. Like perfect. You put your headphones
whatever
in.
Whatever the top one is. Hell yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, you got it perfect for the production?
Yeah, bro.
I gave it a good, but I can see why you say it. I gave it a good. Cause some songs is like that song he got with that British drill rapper. Fuck is his name.
Damn.
Fuck is his name. Hold on, let me look. Cause that's the one song I ain't really like that much.
Do you remember what it's called?
North Side, South Side.
Oh, you're talking about Griggs. Okay.
Yeah, Giggs. Yeah, with Giggs.
He was the only feature I don't
part. That's the only feature I didn't really like, because I'm like,
okay,
because you got Meek's tempo and style like this one, and then all of a sudden that shit just switched the fuck up. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, what is this?
Greg's
and it's, they their sound is like two different ones, so I can like hear it where it changed. I'm like, ew, like I don't like that. I ain't like it. I really don't like this shit.
Yeah, that I listen to Meek Mill's part and then skip Griggs. Like I don't listen. I promise you, it's not good. That's the only feature I wish was not on it.
That's what I'm saying. The features I gave it a good. Production is good. But all right, so last one, replay potential.
Replay potential. Ah shit, I'll give it a good.
You give it a good. I gave it a good too. It's got like a good replay potential. The only thing is you can't replay the whole project.
Yeah, it's just certain songs that you like originally.
Yeah, so like episode one, I gave Thugs Pump a great replay potential. That's because a majority of the songs was on there was good.
Yeah, it was fire. I listened
like to that shit had 20 songs on there, and like 12 out of that 20 was good. That's why I gave it a great replay potential, because like you can listen through it all the way through. And like maybe skip the other song, but you really don't have to. But
yeah, I feel you.
On this one, like I only got like 5 out of the
18.
5 out of 18. That's just me personally. That's the ones I like the most. The whole shit is good, but the ones I like the most is just 5 out of the 18.
Respectfully, I feel you. I know what you mean.
So I gave that a good. So my final score I put down for it is I gave it a 7 out of 10. Which is not bad, and it's not like super great, but it's like that's perfect, like for this project. Like it's just
I feel you.
It's a good 7 out of 10. Is it one of his best projects? Personally, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Respectfully,
because like the way it sounds like, and it's like it's something new for him, like tapping into. But
exactly, I know what you mean for sure.
But yeah, like
definitely, yeah.
But like he said, I don't know if you saw this the other day. Mm-hmm. It was an interview he was doing. I think it was with Complex.
Yeah.
He only got like 3 more albums left to do.
Really?
Like, cause then he want to venture off into like business stuff. Like he said, like look at Jay-Z. Like he looking up to Jay-Z a whole lot since he got out. He's like, yeah, look at Jay-Z. Sure. Jay-Z got out when. He like he only put out a little bit more, but like now he ventured into like business scenes. He said that's what I want to do.
Yeah, so, he's getting richer and richer.
Yeah, so I respect that, like no doubt, like. But to like now that I'm a fan of it, like, and to only be expecting like 2-3 more projects from me, and then he said he's done, like it kind of hit me. I'm like, damn, bro, like
for sure, nah, bro, it's crazy, bro, Meeks. He doesn't even have to rap right now, bro. He's just doing it because he wants to.
I know. And then he said he can be in the studio, still be making music. But as far as, like, you know, like albums and whatnot, he said that shit dead. So,
yeah, exactly.
He got about like 2 more 3 in him. But he's like, other than that, he said he done. But, real quick, before I let you go. What's your final score?
I give that album a solid. Can I put like a decimal in there?
Oh, 100%. You can.
All right, bet. I give it like a 7.6 out of 10.
7.6. All right.
Yeah, it's close to 8, but it's not.
I mean, nigga, you might as well give it an 8. I mean,
nah, yeah, you're right.
So you got it an 8 out of 10. I give it a 7 out of 10. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, either way, that shit fire, bro. Like, it's not. It's a real good project. If y'all ain't listened to it yet, I don't know what to tell y'all.
You got to catch it fast.
I feel as though y'all should go ahead and listen to that now.
For sure.
But, yeah. So, go ahead and do that. Listen to it. Expensive Pain by me. Before we go ahead and shout your Instagram out, Kenneth.
All right, man. It was great today, man. Thank you for having me, Kerry. But Follow me on Instagram at Kinniss with three S's, KinnissSS. Snapchat the same thing. Twitter the same thing. All that, man. Kinniss with three S's.
Kinniss with three S's. And I want to say thank you for Kinniss for coming on the show. Definitely got to do this again.
For sure. That, bro.
Might even see this nigga on the other show. You know, man, never know that.
2022, we here.
But, yeah, nah, go follow the podcast on Instagram, too, at Listening Party Pod. You can follow me, too. My bio. And niggas can talk. My shit is in the bio. My Instagram is in the bio of the Listening Party Pod. So, at Listening Party Pod on Instagram and at Who Is KJ on Instagram. And yeah, we just gonna rock out like that. And yeah, go ahead, follow podcast on Instagram. Go ahead, listen on. It's gonna be on Spotify and Apple podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. And yeah, we just gonna be doing that. So next episode 3, I'm gonna do a poll. It's gonna be either we're gonna be reviewing Loverboy by Drake, Donda, or that might be an episode where I pick it myself and do an album I want to review myself. So, like I said, go ahead, follow me on Instagram and follow the podcast on Instagram to, you know, go vote on that. But I'm leaning towards Loverboy, because I feel like even though Loverboy and Donda, even though that like is past, I still think like that need to be broken down, because like niggas still like arguing which one's better and which one's better. So I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and put my foot in and go ahead and say something about that. But yeah, that's it. Hope y'all enjoyed this listening party. And we out.
Peace.
All right, yeah.